Welcome to Church Online, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time, and to all of those joining us from isolation today. My name is Lynn, I'm the minister at Adelaide West, and I'll be sharing with you today. We gather together to pray, to worship, to hear the scriptures, to grow in our faith, and to draw near to God together. As we begin, we light a candle as a symbol of the light of Christ. The light of love that shines in the darkness, shines in on the shadows of our lives, no matter where we are, no matter what our circumstances. Today's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, grandmothers, stepmothers, foster mothers and godmothers. We wish you joy. We also acknowledge that for some today brings sadness or anxiety through loss of a child or a mother or anyone who's been like a mother to us, through broken or difficult relationships, or the ache of never being a mum. And if that's you, we pray for God's peace in your life today and pray that together we can celebrate motherhood. Today we continue our four-week series, Prayer is Life, where we explore prayer through the scriptures, the prayers of the Bible. Today it's the Lord's Prayer. We sing praise and thanksgiving together. O praise to the Almighty, sing praise to our God.
The reading today is Matthew 6, 5-15. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Prayer. What is prayer really? Familiarity. You know, sometimes things are so familiar that they can lose their meaning, or we just don't see them for what they really are, or we go onto autopilot. For instance, we hear of people living by a train line and not hearing the trains, even though they go right past the back fence. Sometimes we don't hear the planes as they go over here at Adelaide West, as they go over so often, including when we're filming. A law of psychology is habituation. We stop noticing things that we see or hear many times. This is week two of our four-week prayer series, Prayer is Life, learning about prayer through looking at prayers of the Bible. Last week it was the Psalms. Today it's the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is known by so many people. For some of us, we can recite it without thinking. It's very familiar. Yet Jesus gives us the means to spiritual experience with God at any time in the Lord's Prayer. But we gloss over it somehow. We don't see the prayer for what it really is. So we're exploring the Lord's Prayer today. If it's familiar to you, we hope you discover something new. If it's not, we hope you discover its beauty. You could say that if the Psalms teach us how to pray, the Lord's Prayer teaches us what to pray. Jesus is with his disciples on a mountain, teaching them. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And he starts with the Beatitudes, and this is the section in the middle of this whole teaching. Jesus is starting a movement, so everything that he does is teaching about what this movement will be. And in the Lord's Prayer, he's encapsulating a summary of his mission. We learn a lot about Jesus in this prayer. Tom Wright describes it this way: the Lord's Prayer is Jesus' own creative, kingdom-focused fusion of many Jewish prayers, embodying the appeal of God and embodying the people's response to God. You know, this prayer is a gift to us. It is the prayer of Jesus. It is his own, revealing God as the Father, honoring the Father, seeking to do the Father's will, and summoning others to do the same. And Jesus starts it with, "This then is how you should pray." Jesus is saying, when you pray, pray like this. And it sounds like he meant it. The prayer is made up of three parts. The introductory sentence, "Our Father in heaven." We gaze to God. So often we say, "Help first." But here Jesus is addressing God first. It's birthed in relationship, "Our Father." Some rabbis occasionally referred to God as Father, but Jesus almost always addressed God as Father, and only sometimes as God. We are praying to the Father who is revealed to us by Jesus. Elsewhere, Jesus said, "If you see me, you've seen the Father." So we start this prayer and we're reminded of the relationship of Jesus and God, and therefore the relationship that we have with God through Jesus, and the intimacy of God being like a father to us. Martin Luther said that we don't plunge straight into prayer, but we first recollect our situation and realize our standing in Christ before we proceed into prayer. Hallowed be your name. When do we say this in our everyday lives? The root word of this is holy, and it means uniqueness, one of a kind. May your name be holy, or recognized as holy. We are being reminded that Jesus is inviting us into a story. How is God's name hallowed? By God's kingdom coming, God's will being done. Where? Here. Here on earth. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Tim Mackey from the Bible Project speaks about the background of heaven and earth in this prayer. We think of heaven as good and as earth, which was meant to be good, but soiled. And we think of them quite separately, but he says that to Jesus, earth and heaven are overlapping. He describes it as heaven invading earth. Heaven and earth are not separate, but they are distinct spaces, but overlapping, with heaven taking over the earth. Jesus is that overlap. In the Bible, the earth is referred to as this age, the world, whereas heaven is referred to as the age to come or the kingdom. So the heaven invades the earth. The kingdom of God arrives with Jesus. The kingdom of God comes to us, transforms our lives by the Holy Spirit. So more and more of the kingdom takes over our lives. This brings more meaning to your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then there's a shift in the prayer. We go from your name, your kingdom, your will be done to give us, forgive us, save us, deliver us. There are many versions of the Lord's Prayer, in part due to the many translations of the Bible. I'm using the version used by the Uniting Church, which is a version that has the endorsement of liturgical bodies in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the USA, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. This next section are petitions to God to meet our basic and deepest needs in relation to us. Give, forgive, and deliver. Our daily bread is a metaphor for the necessities of life, not the luxuries. Daily bread, it looks back and it looks forward. Looking back, we remember manna in the desert for the Israelites, liberated from slavery in the wilderness. They rely on God for the basic necessities. There's also a social dimension in this prayer. For all of us to get our daily bread, there must be a thriving economy, good employment, and a just society. Simply giving us our daily bread is also to pray against injustice. This daily bread is daily needs. It's paying the rent or the mortgage. It's about seeing our daily provision as a gift, food and shelter, clothing. And when we see each thing as a gift, it changes our views on what we have. And forgive us our sins. We know we constantly come short of God's will, and so we ask for forgiveness. We like forgiveness, but there's more. As we forgive those who sin against us, as we are forgiven, we recognize that we in turn are to forgive others. That's not so easy. Forgiveness is explored in chapter 5 of Matthew. It's at the heart of the kingdom movement. I am forgiven and I am called to forgive. We are not called to get even or to take revenge. As we are forgiven for our selfishness, so we forgive others for their selfishness. In fact, it is so important that it's followed up after the prayer in verse 15, where Jesus says, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. It's not referring to our struggle. We all struggle with forgiving. This is about intention. If you choose not to forgive, there's a whole message there for another time. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. You know, we face various trials and temptations in life, and so we ask to be saved from them or in these times. The request is not that we never face any trials, but that God's will save us and enable us to come through them. There is evil in the world. We see it all around us. We're asking for deliverance from evil for us all. give, forgive, and deliver. The last part of the prayer appears in later manuscripts and has been adopted into the Lord's Prayer as a doxology, a conclusion reaffirming God's reign has come in Jesus and will come in all its fullness. Loving power and glory belong to God. God is the creator, the redeemer, and fulfiller of all. The first part of the Lord's Prayer orients us to God, to God's grace, to relationship. Once we're grounded in relationship in God, then we move on to the other parts of the prayer, which are oriented towards us. You know, we often think of this prayer as me, but this prayer is communal. We remember us. This is together. When we pray it together, that's when it shows through. But even when we pray this prayer alone, we pray it together with Christians all over the world. It seems that Jesus has given us a prayer that we can memorize and use as a guide. The sad irony of this is that it's become ritual and we can lose its vitality in its familiarity. Often prayer is reactive, you know, it's help me, whereas this prayer is proactive. And as we pray this prayer, we participate in a new movement that Jesus was creating when he gave this prayer. I have a waking up prayer. It includes part of Wesley's covenant prayer and also part of the Lord's Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, rank me or place me with whom you will. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my life today. Then I might go through what I'm doing that day in my meetings, in my conversations, in my writing, in my speaking, in all that this day holds. It's a way to put God first as I step out of bed. Last week, I encouraged you to keep a journal over these 4 weeks. Any journal or exercise will do, or your phone. Write down anything you learn about prayer, a quote, an aha moment, Bible verses. This week, can I ask you to pray the Lord's Prayer every day? Note in your prayer journal what you notice as you do this. Prayer is life. Prayer is both conversation and encounter with God. It's a thin place, a place where the human meets the divine. Jesus gave us this prayer, his prayer. It helps us to be attentive to the God to whom Jesus prayed and to God at work in the world. It helps us to be in the thin place, a sacred space where heaven and earth collide, where we draw close to God. This prayer shapes our lives to the way of Jesus and shapes us as a community of his disciples. And so we pray together, our Father in heaven. Amen.
The heavens are yours.
Let's pray together. Our Father, may we look at each other as equals. May we be united together, united in prayer for our brothers and sisters here and for those on the other side of the world. Our Father in heaven, God of wonders beyond our galaxy, Lord of heaven and earth, who is with us, with your people from the market, with the doctor and the workers, those in business and the homeless, those doing it tough. You who is with us amidst the challenges in our everyday lives, you who is amongst us. Hallowed be your name. May we see your kingdom and your presence among us. May your name be known. May your name be recognized as holy. May your will of love and peace, justice and solidarity, hope and unity, health and security be done here on this earth and at this time. Give us today our daily bread, rice, vegetables, and hope in abundance so that we may share it with those who have the least. Care for the poor and vulnerable. Offer friendship and support to the outsider. Forgive us our sins for the times when we have wasted the food and the blessings that you give us every day, when we've had a full pantry and did not share our bread. Forgive us for the things we have said and done that are not of you. Thank you that these things and all our sins are forgiven. Help us to forgive those who sin against us and to not seek retribution or vengeance. Save us from the time of trial. Lead us away from the temptation to accumulate and not share, from our daily greed and arrogance, and the temptation to talk negatively about others. Free us from unjust practices and fill us with generosity, faith, and trust in you. Lord Jesus, we continue to pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for peace, we pray for strength, and we pray for other places of war today. We pray for places where mothers are struggling to feed their children, where food, water, and shelter are scarce. Holy Spirit, we bring before you people in our lives that are on our hearts today. May your love, healing, and grace surround each one. May their lives be filled with joy. May they know your peace, your love, and your healing. We bring you our gifts today. Our money, our practical gifts, our time, and we give you these gifts in hope that we might be co-builders with you in the creation of your kingdom here on earth. May our gifts reach others who are hurting and who feel disconnected from your love. We lift our prayers to you today because yours is creation and everything that is in it, so rich and abundant that there is more than enough for everyone. Your hope nurtures our world. Yours is the glory. Your light shines in the darkness. Your glory fills the whole earth and our lives, now and forever. Amen.
Justice bow to Jesus as the people turn and pray from the mountain to the valleys. Hear our praises rise to singing.
you for joining us today. We hope it's brought you hope today. If you would like prayer, please send us an email. We would love to pray with you. Or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Next week, we explore prayer in the scriptures once again in the Prayer of Gethsemane. This week, remember, prayer is life. Pray the Lord's Prayer every day and let its framework and its beauty shape your life. May the grace and the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love and presence of God and the fellowship and friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always as you serve God's world. Amen. Happy Mother's Day and blessings on the week.